Joining me live in studio is Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Captain. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you taking some time to step in studio. Timing's perfect. We have this kind of just our scheduled monthly conversation, but a lot going on, so the timing is right. Let's start with what happened in the Narrows yesterday. A DUI hit, run, and swim, resulting in kind of a loosely termed manhunt. I don't want to make it sound like it was too intense, but just maybe start from the beginning. Walk us through what happened yesterday.
Yes, we had a person that caused an accident down there in the Narrows. Once that happened, he decided with talking to witnesses that he jumped out of the vehicle and decided to swim the river and get to the west side of the Salt River. So once that happened, we started trying to look for him. We could see him on the other side of the river, but he just wasn't wanting to come back over to talk to law enforcement, probably because, you know, there was people say he was impaired or he was driving drunk. I'm sure that was part of the issue why he was running from the law enforcement. Once that happened, we tried to get over there, but due to groundwater, stuff like that, got pretty swampy, so we called some additional resources.
Yep. You know, search and rescue was called in to assist and help and everything. And, you know, it was interesting because you kind of knew the vicinity he was in the whole time, right? And
yeah,
so
and so
you knew he wasn't really a danger to anybody at that point. You did put out the alert later in the afternoon just because it sounded like you were worried about maybe a hitchhiker picking or a driver picking him up as a hitchhiker, right?
Yeah, I don't think definitely no one was in danger that time, but when you got someone that's, you know, impaired, alcohol in the system, seems like they get kind of crazy at times. So we just want to make sure everybody's aware, don't be picking anybody up. Like I said, Highway Patrol was involved, search and rescue got called out. They have rafts and different things that they were able to put us out on the river, get us over to the other side. I think we, about 6:30, we took the guy into custody, and everything went well that way. So we have some good resources, good people, Highway Patrol, our sheriff's office, definitely, and search and rescue. So yeah, we got a lot of good folks. EMS showed up, so a lot of good folks helped us out to make this a good thing.
When something like this happens, I mean, you talk about a hit and run suspect on the loose. All of a sudden, the hair on your neck does stand up a little bit, right? Because you just never really know. So, what is the protocol when you're working interagencies like that and making sure this thing stays contained?
Well, you usually have one person running the show. They kind of coordinate with what we're going to do, and that was cooperating with Highway Patrol and our agency. It was just a good cooperative effort between both agencies. Like I said, search and rescue, hand out to them. Great job for getting us over across the river. It's just one of the things, you know, like you said, it's you do go on a heightened awareness just because you don't know what the guy has, if there's weapons involved. So there's a lot of things that go into effect, and you just don't want to rush in there and get someone hurt because of it. So you kind of take your time. And, so every time they would try to go get this individual, he'd hike up the hill and try to avoid us. Eventually, he had a couple of troopers get above him and go down and talk to him, and then he gave himself up, and we took him into custody without anybody getting hurt, so that was good.
Captain Brian Andrews this morning on the weekday wake-up, and of course, as all that was happening, almost simultaneously, another call comes in of an accident up Swift Creek Canyon. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that one sounded like there was some teenagers that were up at the canyon end up rolling into Swift Creek, rolled their car in there. They were EMS was kind of diverted from that accident in the Narrows up to Swift Creek, where it was more serious, and I believe three of those individuals were transported to the Star Valley Health.
Okay. And was it I've heard different things. How many vehicles involved?
I think there was only one vehicle involved. Afton PD's working that case, but I believe just one vehicle was involved. That I'm aware of, it could be different. Afton worked that case because he was on that other one. But I think there was one vehicle and three people involved.
Okay. You know, and this is all happening at the same time. And the first thing that comes to my mind are resources, and you're trying to take care of this thing in the Narrows. And then you have this Swift Creek Canyon pop up at the exact same time. Dispatch center. I mean, dispatch has always done a great job with the people that they have in Lincoln County. But man, trying to keep everything safe, get resources where they need to go. Maybe take us behind the scenes a little bit on what's happening yesterday in dispatch.
Yeah, I mean, dispatch is great. I mean, without dispatch, it'd be very hard to get things done. Dispatch does a great job for us. What people don't realize is everything comes into the sheriff's office, and when people are calling, everything rings into that office. And there's lots of phones going at the same time. And luckily, if too much is happening up here, we actually roll into camera. They can start answering those calls. But they're busy. When stuff like this happens, we get numerous calls of you got multiple incidents going. So it's a busy time in there. And we got a great bunch of dispatchers that do that job.
And not just trying to make sure everything's taken care of, but get limited resources to where they all need to be all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And sometimes that's prioritized if we got other incidents going. And for example, the one in there, the Narrows there, after they figured everything was pretty good there and no major injuries, they peeled off there and went to the one at Swift Creek Canyon.
All right, Captain Brian Andrews in studio this morning in the weekday wake-up. Another ongoing case. Last month, we had Sheriff Johnson on the air. He mentioned that two suspects have been arrested in connection with the ATM thefts that had occurred. Thane and Alpine, sounds like a third suspect taken into custody, right?
Yes, we had a third one involved. He was actually arrested in Montana a couple weeks ago, so he's up there facing some local charges up there. Eventually, we'll get him transported back to Wyoming to answer for the charges we have for him.
Okay, and is Sheriff Johnson mentioned this is a multi-person operation is what it looked like, right? And obviously that's the case with this individual in Montana. Do you feel like this is resolved, or could there still be more people involved?
Well, you know, there possibly could be some more. We're still investigating some of that. Some other names have come up. So we'll just take those additional names and run with them to see if they're involved in these other ones that we've had up here. Hopefully, you know, the biggest thing when people don't want to talk about it, you know, the suspects, it's pretty hard to, we have to go off what we've gathered. And so if there's more out there, there could be, but we do have some additional names we're looking at.
Okay. The original two suspects, if I remember right, were specifically connected to the Thane incident with expectations that it could possibly be an Alpine. This third suspect, can you tie him specifically
so
to one of
right
the
right now
the
it's still we're everything's tied to the Thane, so we're still working the Thane side of it. Hopefully that'll lead into the Alpine one because it is similar in what happened, so hopefully eventually we can tie that all into Alpine also. The one suspect, he's been arraigned and actually bound over to district, and the other one, he's still got a prelim to head up to see if he gets bound over. So we're still working on it, still an active case, and still hoping we can tie the two together.
It's Captain Brian Andrews this morning, Leakey County Sheriff's Office on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, appreciate all the insight. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, I'd just like to put out there highway safety. You know, it's that time of year where the weather's getting good, and it's coming on summer. You're going to see an increase in traffic just because tourism and different things like that. So, you know, buckle up, be safe, and slow down if you need to. Give yourself plenty of time. Even though it's not winter time, I'm still going to throw out there, you know, especially with the four lane between Etten and Alpine, we get a lot of speeding complaints down there. So you're probably going to see an increase in law enforcement just because we do get lots of complaints on that four way. It's not an interstate out there, so please slow down and be safe out there.
It's Captain Brian Andrews, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.